This is Jay Sekulow approaching 1,000 days in prison for American pastor Syed Abedini.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I can tell you, for me, it would just be ludicrous and outrageous for us to have a deal with Iran that doesn't include the bringing home of our hostages. But it would just be ludicrous for us to pretend it's business as usual. We're going to have a nice agreement with Iran. We're going to look to the future. We're going to have better relations. And we're all going to, you know, hold hands and skip away happily. And Americans are rotting in prison. That is not acceptable to me. And I hope it won't be acceptable to this Congress.
Nagmeh is back again for the fourth time now, testifying twice before my subcommittee. She has been absolutely tenacious on behalf of Syed Abedini, as have all of the other witnesses, calling for their unconditional and immediate release. It seems to me to be folly in the extreme that we are engaging in a negotiation on nuclear, potential nuclear weapons, when Americans are being held hostage by a dictatorship.
I think this next few weeks is the very crucial time. If we don't get the Americans out, I don't know when we will have more leverage. And I agree with Mr. Levinson that either way we lose if we don't get the Americans out before an agreement is reached or not reached. We only have a few weeks left, and while we still have leverage, while the Iranian government would still be motivated at some degree to release them.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. The United States House of Representatives passed a resolution. It's called a non-binding resolution, passed unanimously, urging Tehran to free Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, Pastor Syed Abedini, and Amir Hekmati, and also to give information about the whereabouts of Robert Levinson. This passed because a lot of you have been contacting us. We have a goal. By the way, if Syed is still in jail on the 23rd of June, that will be his 1,000th day in jail. And we want to have 1 million signatures on our petition for his release if we reach that date. Fan Bennett's in our studios in Washington, D.C., head of our government affairs. Logan Sekulow's with me here. He's manning Periscope. And we'll be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Fan, let me go to you first. And that is, what exactly is taking place here?
Well, this is really a significant development, Jay. House Resolution 233, it is sponsored by the four congressmen that represent the hostages in Iran. Jay, it is a direct result of everyone who has spoken out for Syed, and it's also a direct result of the hearing that Nagmeh testified at just a few weeks ago. The House has passed it unanimously, 391-0. Not a single Republican, not a single Democrat that did not oppose it. And, Jay, I think the most significant thing is this. All of those members that cast those votes are the same ones that are going to be looking towards any Iranian deal. And they are telling the president, you bring these Americans home before you send us any deal.
Here's the question I'm asking our audience to respond on. It's something I'm concerned about, and I've said this before. And that is there a possibility that a deal would be struck with Iran, which could have all kind of problems, but at the same time, the four Americans left behind? Would this president leave the Americans behind? We want your comments on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Logan, also welcome our Periscope audience.
That's right. For everybody watching on Periscope, welcome to the broadcast. If you don't have Periscope, find us on there. It's an app you can download. You can watch the show live, and you can get your questions or comments in as well, and follow at Jay Sekulow.
And same thing on Twitter as well, at Jay Sekulow with any questions you might have.
You can tweet in your question as well. Either way, so get your questions in now. We'll take them shortly.
All right, very good. We are up to 984,744 signatures on that petition for Pastor Syed. We want to reach 1 million before the incarceration date, and certainly before the end of the P5+1 negotiations at the end of this month. This is critical. 1 million will be a staggering number and will force again world recognition of the plight of Pastor Syed and, frankly, the other Americans that are being held captive. If you haven't signed it yet, let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're 16,000, really 15,300 away from making our goal. You could help us get there. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. The world is sleeping.
The world is speaking out. Nearly 1 million people have now signed on to our petitions demanding the release of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who remains in an Iranian prison, beaten and abused because of his Christian faith. Next week, Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, will mark 1,000 days in captivity, separated from his wife and children, facing grave danger as the end of June deadline for reaching a nuclear deal with Iran approaches. Now is the time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Stand with us. We're almost there, approaching the 1 million mark. Help us reach 1 million signatures demanding the release of Pastor Saeed. Be heard before it's too late. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. When it was first released last fall, Rise of ISIS skyrocketed to the top, becoming a number one New York Times bestseller. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team revealed the brutality of ISIS, the Islamic State, putting a much-needed spotlight on this real and present danger. Now this best-selling book, Rise of ISIS, has been revised and updated with critical new insight and new analysis. Find out how ISIS continues to expand, to dominate, to unleash unspeakable violence against Christians and others, and find out what needs to be done to stop them. A revised and updated edition of Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available now at bookstores nationwide. Or you can order a copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Rise of ISIS, available now.
And play that mandolin. That's the acoustic version of Where I Stand. It's also available on the Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page. You should check that out. Sign it, like it, and share it. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, your comments as well. And let me play, before as we start this segment out, from Representative Elliot Engel, Democrat from New York.
Our hostages, I can't think of any other word for them, are being treated so shabbily by the Iranian regime. As far as I'm concerned, it casts a pall on any potential agreement that we have with Iran on June 30th. If this is the way they're treating Americans, how can we rely on them or count on them to fulfill their obligations under any agreement we sign with them?
This is from a Democrat on the floor of the House of Representatives. So, folks, we've got bipartisan support here, which is a really big deal in this. So, again, go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 and sign that petition, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We also have this site set up called BeHeardProject.com. Logan, why don't you – this is something you thought of a long time ago. Why don't we tell people what that is,
right?
So if they go to it?
Right. BeHeardProject.com is a specific location you can go to engage on really the persecution issues that are happening worldwide, specifically in Christians. It gives you a global map. You get to see everything that's happening and all the cases that we're covering, or other even cases we're not necessarily involved with, but just issues that are happening. And you can get on specific email lists, and you really can connect on a different thing and hear everyone's story that's involved in Christian persecution.
So right now, for instance, we've got the two pastors in Sudan facing trial. Our office in Washington, D.C. has been in contact with legal representatives in Sudan. That's right. We're talking to people in Sudan, working through the system. We know what the evidence is. There's none against these pastors. But the fact of the matter is that the evidence against these two pastors is they shared their Christian faith. And for that, they could face the death penalty in Sudan. Miriam Ebrahim, same situation, remember? We finally got her release. after an international outcry. It takes a global outcry to get justice in these cases. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your comments via Periscope as well. We've got a lot of calls coming in, and we've got a lot of people on Periscope. So let's get to some of these Periscope comments.
Sure. One person asked, Allison asked us, she asked, can you introduce legislation that requires Congress to address the issue of Americans in prison abroad on a yearly basis? And the reason they're saying this, a lot of people are, is what can then the next president do about this?
Yeah, so there is an ambassador for international religious freedom that can do this. And then we had the hearing in front of Lindsey Graham, which I think all of those hearings we've had, and including the one that Nagme just did, all of those have resulted in, it's a really good question we got via Periscope there. All of those hearings are resulting in action. And when I just played a moment ago, Elliot Engel, the congressman from New York, statements, this is encouraging that Republicans and Democrats realize we've got a hostage situation here.
Well, that's exactly right. And the hearing from a couple of weeks ago that Nagme testified at was specific to this Iranian situation. But a couple of months ago, Jay, when you were here, you testified about this much more globally, much yep. more long term, and really told the Senate, listen, the United States and specifically the administration has got to start using the leverage points that we have to crack down on this Christian persecution. One of the big ones, and we've talked a lot about it on this show, is the dollars that the United States sends overseas. It is high time that we start demanding a good human rights record to get that money from the United States. And what Chairman Graham told you is he is going to be for that moving forward. And, Jay, he is the one in the United States Senate that controls those purse strings. Yep. So real action taking place out of that hearing as well.
So the answer to the question is yes. We've got appropriations bill. We've got leverage on this review of the Iranian deal. All of that being worked on. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110 and comments as well. What do we have next?
Yep, Cindy's calling from Illinois on line 5. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Jay. This is Cindy.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess I just want to start out by saying that I don't know how the president could have met with Nagme and her children and looked them in the eye and tell them that he was going to do everything he can, you know, to get her husband and her father released and him not do it, you know, and I don't think he had any plans to do it. I think he has plans just to do it his way, and if it works
well,
out
he
that
wants
way,
nothing to interfere with his Iranian deal. I mean, he is going to try to get an Iranian deal, and he's going to do anything that gets in the way. You heard that from Josh Earnest. Anything that gets in his way, it's just going to be moved to the side, and that's just, unfortunately, the way it is. But, Cindy, that means we've got to fight. So I want Than, because we talked about this during the break. Our Periscope audience heard this. Our radio audience has not. Than, let's talk about exactly what happens with this legislation. By the way, folks, if you want to talk to me on air, I want your comments on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But then walk through what happens now. If a deal comes with Iran and the Americans are not released, what our leverage point is and
so
how
it works. If the president and the P5 plus one agree to a deal with Iran, that deal has to come to the United States House and the United States Senate, and they have 30 days, Jay, to review that deal, and if they choose to pass a resolution of disapproval. Now, the president can then veto that resolution of disapproval, and the House and the Senate would have to override that veto. So, long story short, we need 2/3 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate to override any deal with Iran. But if these prisoners aren't home, Jay, we have 90 senators and 391 members of the House on record saying that they want these prisoners home before any deal. So this is a real leverage point, and it would all happen within about a month and a half after any deal was tentatively inked. It wouldn't be in force until the House and the Senate act.
Really, folks, we got to move. The 1,000th anniversary, 1,000 days in prison for Saeed will be on June 23rd. I want to have, if he's still in jail, I want to have 1 million signatures for his release. Go to aclj.org or beheardproject.com or call us at 877-989-2255 and add your name to that petition now. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, if you want to talk to us on air, we want your comments on this. Would this president leave these four Americans behind? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, Supreme Court, big week, I think, coming up next week at the Supreme Court of the United States. You'll see some big opinions coming out. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Again, the Rise of ISIS, the brand new version of it with four new chapters expanded, available now at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Undemocratic is out in bookstores everywhere. And Amanda's book with Lee Greenwood, Amanda did, Logan's wife, my daughter-in-law, did the illustrations of this beautiful book called Proud to Be an American. So we encourage you to pick these up. Great resources, great books, beautiful illustrations. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110 and your comments via Twitter at Jay Sekulow and via Periscope.
Yeah, quick Periscope comment. Someone asked just, what's the realistic chance that you think this happens, meaning that they come home and get free?
So if you were talking about just normal politics, you would think that there was a good chance that either right before the deal's inked or immediately after, those Americans are released. However, the White House has been so resistant on this, putting that amendment through, that we are concerned that the president will get nothing will get in the way of a deal with Iran. And that has us, I mean, Than, that has got us really, I mean, you can hear it in our voices. We are really concerned about this.
The White House sent us that signal. They sent us the signal that they want the freedom to get a deal without these Americans home. And listen, let's also say it plainly. Iran needs this deal so much more than the United
Yes.
States, so much more than those other countries. We have got to engage now. We don't have anything to risk. It's Iran that has something to risk. We should make this demand right now.
Why we are acting like we are the weak party here is absurd. We're the United States of America. We can do this. We could demand the release of the Americans, because if not, there's real consequences. But this president has to be willing to do it. Thus far, unfortunately, he has not. I'm taking calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a call here before the break.
Sure. Caitlin is calling from Fairfax, Virginia.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. So, in your opinion, what is different about this U.S. government decision and statement? Because there have been past efforts and past statements.
Yeah, the House resolution was a joint resolution expressing the sentiment of Congress that it should be released. But when, if there's a deal with Iran, it goes exactly what Dan said. It goes back to the House, back to the Senate. They have 30 days to approve it or not. If the Americans are not released and they say no, and we're going to work on that aggressively, if that's the case. Then the president can override that veto. He could veto it, and then we'd have to go back and get it overridden. So it's not over yet, even then. But that's why we're building up our army on this right now. And you could join that army by signing that petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, we're taking more of your calls in the next segment of the broadcast at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And Logan, tell our Periscope friends what they can do to get their friends involved here.
That's right. If you're on an Apple iPhone, swipe to the left, scroll down to the bottom, click share with all your followers. And if same on Android, just swipe up instead, and you can do that. And just tell people about it and you know, tweet about it, put it on Facebook. We'll be doing this almost every day.
Yeah, we want to get to 1 million. We got to get there by the 23rd. So we're under a really tight time frame, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And your calls and comments, we want those. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
When it was first released last fall, Rise of ISIS skyrocketed to the top, becoming a number one New York Times bestseller. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team revealed the brutality of ISIS, the Islamic State, putting a much-needed spotlight on this real and present danger. Now this best-selling book, Rise of ISIS, has been revised and updated with critical new insight and new analysis. Find out how ISIS continues to expand, to dominate, to unleash unspeakable violence against Christians and others, and find out what needs to be done to stop them. A revised and updated edition of Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available now at bookstores nationwide. Or you can order a copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Rise of ISIS, available now. The world is speaking out. Nearly 1 million people have now signed on to our petitions demanding the release of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who remains in an Iranian prison, beaten and abused because of his Christian faith. Next week, Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, will mark 1,000 days in captivity separated from his wife and children, facing grave danger as the end of June deadline for reaching a nuclear deal with Iran approaches. Now is the time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Stand with us. We're almost there, approaching the 1 million mark. Help us reach 1 million signatures demanding the release of Pastor Saeed. Be heard before it's too late. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I want to take you back a little bit here with some special broadcast so you get the kind of the understanding of the hearings we've had, the history of this, to reset it, the situation for Saeed Abedini, because we are a couple weeks away from the ending of these talks, supposedly. And we're approaching 1,000 days of incarceration effective June 23rd. So in just a few days, a week or so. We want to get to a million signatures. We need your help on this, folks. It's easy to do. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's stand for Saeed. This is the week. It counts, folks. It's always counted, but it really counts right now. We're going to get to 1 million signatures. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
As Americans, we live in a land where these freedoms are not challenged in the way that we see them being challenged all over the rest of the world. In our freedom and what we stand for, the fact that our country was founded on the principle of religious freedom almost obligates us as Americans to be the voice for those who don't have a voice.
To be honest with you, it is so painful. It drives me to tears every day. And I think I can only do it because our Lord is there helping me, encouraging me, keeping me moving forward. And we will not stop. We had the loveliest people I've ever met. And we're going to keep going. And we're going to keep serving everybody, keep loving everybody.
It's the throngs of millions speaking out for those that can't speak out for themselves that really makes the difference at the end of the day.
And what I really want to get across to the Christians around the world is don't forget us. We're your brothers and sisters. I say to you, please don't leave us. We need you.
I know who writes the last pages of history. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he comes back for his church. I know that he's going to come back and he's going to judge one day. And this world, every knee is going to bow. Every tongue one day will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And I want them to know that Christ died for them, that he was shed his blood, he was buried, but he rose triumphantly from the grave. He's not in the grave. He's alive and he can come into their heart and they can be changed for eternity.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' faith and righteousness. Our hope is in our Lord, who is the God of hope.
Last year, we prayed together for Pastor Saeed Abedini, detained in Iran since 2012. And I was recently in Boise, Idaho, and had the opportunity to meet with Pastor Abedini's beautiful wife and wonderful children, and to convey to them that our country has not forgotten Brother Saeed and that we're doing everything we can to bring him home. And then I received an extraordinary letter from Pastor Abedini. And in it, he describes his captivity and expressed his gratitude for my visit with his family and thanked us all for standing in solidarity with him during his captivity. And Pastor Abedini wrote, "Nothing is more valuable to the body of Christ than to see how the Lord is in control and moves ahead of countries and leadership through united prayer." And he closed his letter by describing himself as prisoner for Christ, who is proud to be part of this great nation, the United States of America, that cares for religious freedom around the world. And we're going to keep up this work for Pastor Abedini and all those around the world who are unjustly held or persecuted because of their faith.
Is something that we need to take very seriously. Because if Iran doesn't have the incentive now when they're pursuing that $50 billion signing bonus, or the $140+ billion that's following right behind it, as they are working to overthrow foreign governments, sponsoring terrorism, pledging, you know, the chanting death to America, developing ICBMs, but there is no conversation that can be complete without talking about what's not part of the negotiation, without talking about United States citizens being unjustly imprisoned by the Iranian government and those who love America. And that's a cause worth fighting for with as much passion and conviction as we saw Mr. Meadows have just now. And thank you for your efforts, and thank you for all of your supporters for helping advance the cause. I yield back the balance of my time.
Mr. Donovan of New York.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had two quick questions. As you heard when I was first introduced about 2 hours ago, this is my very first hearing, and I just had a baby. And I think about, you know, if someone had ever taken my baby, she's only 14 days old, what I would do to get her back. And I think about your loved ones, and your loved ones are Americans' children, America's children. We should do everything in our power to get your loved ones back. I just had two quick questions. I thought, Ms. Hekmati, that you had told us that you're informing the State Department of the progress with your brother's captivity, that it's not the other way around. Do each of you have someone from the State Department who's your liaison that you could call any time, day or night, to find out the status of your loved one? Do each of you have someone that you could do that with? And my other question was, the four of you, your courage to come here, your tenacity to fight for the freedom of your loved ones is unequivocal. Are there other families that you're aware of that aren't here who are suffering the same fate as you are? Are there other families that you're aware of who have loved ones who are being held captive that you're aware of?
Many Christians, unfortunately, are being held captive or imprisoned in Iran. So I know a lot of families that are imprisoned simply because they're Christians.
American families?
Not American, but Christian.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back my time.
Any other members seeking recognition? Well, this then would conclude our hearing. Again, we want to thank the witnesses. We deeply appreciate you coming to Washington to testify today, and we will be in contact with the family members as we continue our efforts.
We're going to be back with more in just a moment, but folks, let me encourage you. We need your help. Syed Abedini needs your help. We want to get to 1 million signatures. We're a little over 970,000 right now, 30,000 away. I want to make sure we're there. I would like to be there on the 23rd of June because that's the 1,000th day of imprisonment. And I'd like to have 1 million signatures on that 1,000th day. So go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. But folks, share this with your friends. You can share it online. Get your friend. If everyone that's listening to me were to sign this, and get three friends to sign it, we make our goal. Easily. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now is the time to bring Pastor Syed and the other Americans home. Stand with us. We're almost there, approaching the 1 million mark. Help us reach 1 million signatures demanding the release of Pastor Syed. Be heard before it's too late. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone, I want to take you back a little bit here with some special broadcast so you get the kind of the understanding of the hearings we've had, the history of this, to reset it, the situation for Saeed Abedini, because we are a couple weeks away from the ending of these talks, supposedly, and we're approaching 1,000 days of incarceration effective June 23rd, so in just a few days. We want to get to 1 million signatures. We need your help on this, folks. It's easy to do. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Let's stand for Saeed. This is the week. It counts, folks. It's always counted, but it really counts right now. We're going to get to 1 million signatures. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Saeed's wife, Nagma Abedini, is with me now. And good morning to you. It's good to have you back on our program here on America's Newsroom. I was struck by what you said. For the past 3 years, I've been carrying with me a deep, excruciating pain, knowing that my husband continues to suffer yet another day in one of the worst prisons in the world. Did you help your husband's cause yesterday, Nagma, or not?
I think I did. It was a very good meeting with the Congress, with the Foreign Affairs Committee, and they're the ones that will look at the final deal with Iran, and they're the ones that define foreign policy with Iran. So it was good to have their support.
Yeah, one of the other things you said is we only have a few weeks left. Now, why do you believe that?
This is the time we have the most leverage with Iran, and this is the best time to get Saeed and the other Americans out. I don't either, whether a deal is made or not, I think it will get much harder once we walk away from the table from Iran. This is the time we're sitting across the table. I don't want us walking away without having secured the release of my husband or the other Americans.
You are well aware what Josh Earnest said, right? The spokesman of the White House. He said they're not going to use these Americans as bargaining chips. His quote is, "We will not allow these Americans citizens to be used that way."
Well, they have been taken as hostage, and I don't want to bargain anything for them. I just think we need to demand that the Iran releases them, because if they want to enter into a better relationship with the U.S. and the rest of the world, they have to prove that they can be trusted. That how can we even trust them when they're holding four Americans hostage, my husband being in prison for 3 years now, almost 3 years, simply because of his Christian faith? It's Iran needs to answer to that. And before any further discussion, they need to release the Americans first.
You met with the president, right, a few months ago?
I did, end of January of this year.
And that was in Idaho, I believe, if memory serves, right?
Yes, he was in Boise.
And did that give you a sense of optimism? And if it did, what now, 6 months later?
It did. It showed that it was an important issue to him. My son asked for him to bring his daddy home on his birthday, and actually he woke up on his birthday in March and really expected daddy to be home, which didn't happen. But I honestly think that, as other family members mentioned yesterday, Amir Hikmati's also, that the nuclear deal has made this much harder. That's the focus, that's the priority, and unfortunately there might be Americans left behind in the process.
Wow, you think it's made it harder then, more difficult to win his release?
It has. This is the first time we're talking with Iran. There's some diplomatic relationship, and we have Americans who've been held by Iran longer than any time, even when there was no diplomatic relationship. Americans have been held maybe 2 years, 2.5 years. Now we're going on 4 years for Amir, 8 years for Bob Levinson, 3 years for my husband, and now we're talking with Iran, and it seems to have gotten worse.
Well, you've gotten support from Republicans and Democrats. Lawmakers passed a resolution calling for the release of these people, and we certainly hope that's the case. Thanks for coming back and sharing your story. Keep pushing, okay? Nagma?
Thank
Abedini.
You.
Thank you from Washington.
We're going to be back with more in just a moment. But, folks, let me encourage you. We need your help. Saeed Abedini needs your help. We are up to 984,744 signatures on that petition for Pastor Saeed. We want to reach 1 million before the incarceration date, and certainly before the end of the P5 plus 1 negotiations at the end of this month. It's critical. 1 million will be a staggering number and will force again world recognition of the plight of Pastor Saeed and, frankly, the other Americans that are being held captive. If you haven't signed it yet, let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're 16,000, really 15,300 away from making our goal. You could help us get there. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
The world is speaking out. Nearly 1 million people have now signed on to our petitions demanding the release of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who remains in an Iranian prison, beaten and abused because of his Christian faith. Next week, Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, will mark 1,000 days in captivity, separated from his wife and children, facing grave danger as the end of June deadline for reaching a nuclear deal with Iran approaches. Now is the time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Stand with us. We're almost there, approaching the 1 million mark. Help us reach 1 million signatures demanding the release of Pastor Saeed. Be heard before it's too late. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. When it was first released last fall, Rise of ISIS skyrocketed to the top, becoming a number one New York Times bestseller. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team revealed the brutality of ISIS, the Islamic State, putting a much-needed spotlight on this real and present danger. Now this best-selling book, Rise of ISIS, has been revised and updated with critical new insight and new analysis. Find out how ISIS continues to expand, to dominate, to unleash unspeakable violence against Christians and others, and find out what needs to be done to stop them. A revised and updated edition of Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available now at bookstores nationwide. Or you can order a copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Rise of ISIS, available now.
When I put myself out there and speak is to bring my husband home and to bring the father of my children home. Saeed is an American citizen who was sentenced to 8 years. As mentioned, the Iranian government has said they would add on more years because he refuses to deny his Christian faith.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I want to take you back a little bit here with some special broadcast so you get the kind of the understanding of the hearings we've had, the history of this, to reset it. The situation for Saeed Abedini, because we are a couple weeks away from the ending of these talks, supposedly, and we're approaching 1,000 days of incarceration effective June 23rd, so in just a few days. We want to get to 1 million signatures. We need your help on this, folks. It's easy to do. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's stand for Saeed. This is the week. It counts, folks. It's always counted, but it really counts right now. We're going to get to 1 million signatures, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255.
This is In the Market with Janet Parshall, and it's always great to spend time with Jordan Sekulow. Jordan, of course, is the executive director of ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice. And I'm so glad that he's with us today because, well, I've been sending out tweets because I'm very, very concerned about the current status of Saeed Abedini. And I've dropped into your prayer list the need for us to be banging on the gates of heaven for this dear man, for his wife and his two precious children. And I'm watching with great interest, as I hope you are as well, that P5 plus one have not reached any sort of agreement whatsoever with Iran. They blew the first deadline. The next one comes in June. And in the meantime, one would think, and I don't know, you and I haven't been invited to these meetings, but one would hope and pray that releasing four Americans who are being held against their will in an Iranian jail would be part of the deal. Is it? I don't know. I hope so. I hope Jordan can fill me in. Jordan, thank you so much for being here. I want to start with Saeed's psychological state. I am very, very concerned. And from what I'm hearing now, this is the new, they're doing this kind of Manchurian candidate thing with him. Explain that to us.
Sure. Well, you know, this is a situation we know about this with Iranian prisons. We've heard this from other Americans imprisoned in Iran as well. Their family's starting to speak out more and more. We hear from not just Saeed, but about Amir Hekmati, a former Marine who's imprisoned in Iran, who's visiting his grandmother, he's an American. Jason Rezaian from the Washington Post. There's more, you know, more discussion about him. And that's a good thing for Saeed. They're kind of grouping them together as the imprisoned Americans. And how I've said it, yes. Janet, is they're all Americans, and they each have a different sub-reason of how they got picked up. So in Saeed's case, it's his Christian faith, and that was the national security threat. Jason Rezaian, it was being a journalist. Now, he was credentialed like Saeed. He came in legally, had the credential, but he's an American, so he gets picked up. Amir Hekmati, American, and then kind of the underscoring that is he had former military service for America. So he came into the country legally to visit family. He also gets picked up. They're all charged with national security offenses for various reasons. In Saeed's case, going right to your question, now he's being told by the guards, and this has happened before, but it's been a lull in this kind of talk, and the treatment level has gotten a bit more abusive again, that, listen, it doesn't matter if you serve your 8 years or not, and we're, you know, almost 3 years into this now, you're not going to get out of here unless you convert to Islam. So this is, again, it's the psychological burden. And, you know, even people out there may say, you know, you can't even imagine being in that situation. Maybe you would do it, maybe you wouldn't do it, and just go on with your life. The truth is, to even believe that that's the truth, you have to, I mean, yes. They're in very difficult situations. This is about psychological torture. It's not about the situation. It's not about actually letting them out. And it's going to take a lot more U.S. pressure.
Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. So let me go back to a couple of things that I think are self-evident truths in many respects. It's not unlike Asia Bibi. It's not like Miriam Ibrahim and so many of these Christian persecution cases, Jordan, where all they'd have to do, all they have to do is to deny Christ. Just say you're a Muslim, say you made a mistake, just turn your back and everything's okie dokie. I don't know about you, Jordan, but this is like my Sunday school class time 10, okay, when I was a child growing up. Are you willing to obey? Are you willing to follow no matter what the cost? This is the hypothetical in honesty that every Christian hopes they never, ever, ever have to face. And here are, and I just named three, and there's dozens and dozens and dozens more, who all they have to do is say no, and yes, I am a Muslim, turn their back on Jesus, and boy, Saeed's on a plane and he's home to see his wife and kids.
Yeah,
what does that say about, you know, his character?
You know, I think it says a lot, especially, I mean, he's been through the physical torture, the psychological torture, solitary confinement a number of times. He's been moved into more difficult prisons, kept away from family, unable to communicate with his family here in the United States directly. You know, sometimes brief visitation with family. His mother has seen him beaten in front of her at a hospital when he was hospitalized in chains because his health had gotten so bad. These are individuals in Saeed's case, because of his faith, who are refusing to give in. But they will even acknowledge, as they do to their family, it's very difficult. And so that's why we need to be in prayer, not only ultimately for their release, but for them every day just to get through that day. Because that's how difficult this is. We, as you said, you know, and for most Americans, even thinking about what this those situations are like in the New Testament, it kind of seems like history for most of us. This is an American family going through what we read about in the New Testament, and they've gone through it now 945 days, and young kids, a mother and a wife here in a situation where, you know, it just and the U.S. is at the table. Even today, Janet, in New York, Secretary Kerry was meeting with the Iranian foreign minister. And still the U.S. says, well, it's part of the sidelines. As Nagmeh has now said clearly, as the other family members from the other Americans, I don't like to speak on their behalf unless they've spoken, because they're dealing with their own situations. But when they speak publicly, we can surely repeat it. And they've said, too, there's got to be a direct ask. And the U.S. would not even be able to talk to Iran this way if it wasn't for the nuclear negotiations. We didn't have a diplomatic relationship with Iran where there were discussions. So they kind of try to say, well, we can't make it the focus. Well, that's one thing, but there would not be even talking going on, you know, face to face without this. And so long enough, we've got to get this done before Iran starts getting so much sanctions relief, so much economic relief, not just from the U.S., but from Europe as well, that they've got no reason to release these Americans.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and again, I don't want to cast aspersions, but it does make me wonder, how could we get a young Marine out of a Mexican jail, but we're having such a difficult time getting four Americans out of an Iranian jail? And I understand, and this was to your excellent point, Jordan, that we don't have diplomatic relations. And if it wasn't for this ticking time bomb, literally and figuratively, that is there in Iran, we wouldn't even be having these kinds of conversations, which, by the way, let the record reflect, I find it interesting because I follow Khamenei on his Twitter feed, by the way, welcome to the 21st century. And all he's doing is snickering and laughing about this so-called progress they're making on the P5 plus one agreements. They haven't given an inch. They don't think they have to give an inch. That doesn't bode well for the release of four Americans if, even after all of this conversation with the UN Security Council plus Germany, nothing's really happened. So are we ever going to make a headway on this? And are we going to be able to say, no matter what, the release of four Americans has to be a part of this deal? Now, I asked such a long question. I'll get your answer when we get back, Jordan, so forgive me for that. By the way, ACLJ absolutely out front leading on this. I posted a brand new video they have about Christian persecution. I'm going to ask Jordan to tell you a bit about that as well, and even put out a video plea to the president that Nagma Amadini put out for President Obama. Almost 1,000 days. Incomprehensible. I hope you are praying without ceasing for this family.
We're going to be back with more in just a moment, but folks, let me encourage you. We need your help. Saeed Abedini needs your help. We are up to 984,744 signatures on that petition for Pastor Saeed. We want to reach 1 million before the incarceration date and certainly before the end of the P5 plus 1 negotiations at the end of this month. It's critical. 1 million will be a staggering number and will force again world recognition of the plight of Pastor Saeed. And frankly, the other Americans that are being held captive. If you haven't signed it yet, let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're 16,000, really 15,300 away from making our goal. You could help us get there. So go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. But folks, share this with your friends. You can share it online. Get your friend. If everyone that's listening to me were to sign this and get three friends to sign it, we make our goal. Easily. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. Deep beneath our voices lying, I can't stand to see this.
When it was first released last fall, Rise of ISIS skyrocketed to the top, becoming a number one New York Times bestseller. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team revealed the brutality of ISIS, the Islamic State, putting a much-needed spotlight on this real and present danger. Now this best-selling book, Rise of ISIS, has been revised and updated with critical new insight and new analysis. Find out how ISIS continues to expand, to dominate, to unleash unspeakable violence against Christians and others, and find out what needs to be done to stop them. A revised and updated edition of Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available now at bookstores nationwide. Or you can order a copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Rise of ISIS, available now. The world is speaking out. Nearly 1 million people have now signed on to our petitions demanding the release of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who remains in an Iranian prison, beaten and abused because of his Christian faith. Next week, Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, will mark 1,000 days in captivity, separated from his wife and children, facing grave danger as the end of June deadline for reaching a nuclear deal with Iran approaches. Now is the time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Stand with us. We're almost there, approaching the 1 million mark. Help us reach 1 million signatures demanding the release of Pastor Saeed. Be heard before it's too late. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I want to take you back a little bit here with some special broadcast so you get the kind of the understanding of the hearings we've had, the history of this, to reset it, the situation for Saeed Abedini, because we are a couple weeks away from the ending of these talks, supposedly, and we're approaching 1,000 days of incarceration effective June 23rd, so in just a few days. We want to get to a million signatures. We need your help on this, folks. It's easy to do. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Let's stand for Saeed. This is the week. It counts, folks. It's always counted, but it really counts right now. We're going to get to 1 million signatures. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Visiting with Jordan Sekulow, Executive Director of the American Center for Law and Justice, who is very much on the forefront when it comes to helping the persecuted church, in particular, Saeed Abedini. So, Jordan, let me give you the Cliff's Notes of the question that I asked before, which is, Iran's laughing, we're not moving forward. Isn't the release of four Americans a mandatory inclusion in this deal, or there shouldn't be a deal?
Well, that should be the case. I mean, I honestly believe, Janet, you know, our first part of the strategy was that they shouldn't even start the discussions for a deal without some good faith, a show of effort by Iran. We're not talking about Iran changing their entire human rights policies or even releasing every Christian they have in prison, every pastor they have in prison. We're talking about getting Americans back. Then we'll sit at the table and figure out if there's any deal to be had. That didn't happen. And then we got to the next point of this. And the next point was, you know, the four pages of bullet points from the P5 plus one and Iran that agreed to more talks. And those talks have now started again last week in Europe and then here in the United States. I mean, folks, just for everybody to know, it's happening today in New York. Our Secretary of State was meeting with Iran's foreign minister, so John Kerry's counterpart. They're both meeting on this issue. So there is a lot of FaceTime here. And we're not fans of this nuclear deal that's even been proposed at the ACLJ. But at the same time, we think, you know, if you're going to have the opportunity to sit down face to face, get
Absolutely.
The Americans home. And what we're so concerned about, what Nagmeh is concerned about, what Amir Hekmati's family is concerned about, what Jason Rezaian's family is concerned about, is if Iran gets too much, if they basically get everything they want when it comes to their economic relief over the next few months and then into a deal and a deal is signed, what reason do they have to release these Americans? I hope, Janet, all the time, that this is just what our government's saying publicly, and they're doing something very different behind the scenes. But I can only hope and pray that's the case. I can't reaffirm to people that's the situation we're in. It's just gone on way too long.
Yeah, could not agree more. How is Nagmeh doing?
It's a very difficult time. She's still traveling the country, traveling the globe, speaking on behalf of her husband, and trying to get more individuals involved, Christians and people of faith and leaders from around the world. I know she's got a busy travel schedule for the month of May, so that's tough on the kids as well, Rebecca and Jacob. It's a very difficult time. It's a difficult time. The past couple of weeks have been tough, even as these talks, you would think with the priority of the talks that maybe things would get a little bit better for these Americans. In fact, I was just reading an article, Janet, that because the president mentioned Jason Rezaian, the reporter for The Washington Post, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in a moment of seriousness.
Yes.
He didn't mention
yes.
Saeed, and he did not mention Saeed and Amir Hekmati. And Amir Hekmati's family today, his mother was telling the press that he was being mocked by the prison guards, saying, see, the president doesn't care about you. That's how closely the words of our leaders are being followed by Iranians, not just their top government officials, but their prison guards as well. I mean, these Americans are well known inside these horrendous prisons.
Unbelievable. So when is the last time someone was able to physically see Saeed and bring a report out? I know that one of his parents has come back stateside. So who is actually physically able? Maybe you can't tell me. So if you can't tell me that, but is there some way we're getting independently verifiable information on his status and how he is doing?
There was a lull and then another meeting last week. And so they were able to, one, a family member that's in Iran and is not in America and is not an American that's able to visit. And they're supposed to be regular weekly meetings. We'll see if the one happens this week. But and that's really the way we're able to pass messages along from Saeed and also so that he knows kind of what's going on, though. Again, news travels around the world when you have world leaders speaking out. So it's one of those situations, like I said, it's been a very difficult couple of weeks for Saeed, which is translated to a very difficult couple of weeks for Nagmeh and the kids. Not like this entire experience isn't something none of us would want to go through,
yes.
It's really being seen now as, and people are using these words more and more, as not just prisoners, but hostages, part of the hostages to these negotiations. And it's Americans here, so regardless of people's personal faith. Remember, we're talking about three Americans. We know where they are. Saeed, we know where Saeed is. We know where Amir Hekmati and Jason Rezaian are. And there's a missing American, former FBI agent, that the U.S. government has said they believe Iran knows exactly where he is and where he's being held. And so those are Americans that need to be home if we're going to give anything to Iran, any kind of relief at all.
And two quick questions. Does Saeed know that there are many in America, many who love the Lord, who are praying for him and have not forgotten about him?
He does. And we try to underscore that as much as possible, as safely as possible. And of course, the family that's there, sometimes even just translating that for them to understand in a way to be able to explain to him. But he does. He knows, he knows that the President of the United States met with his family. That's a big deal. The leader of the free world. And so that is the inspiration, the prayers. He says in his letters were able to get out that, he knows the prayers. He feels the prayers. He's been able to remain as strong as possible and get through this. But at the same time, it's one of those things where there's no end in sight. And if he is released, it would be on a moment's notice. And so he has to mentally prepare for the long haul here.
Yes, absolutely. I posted the video that ACLJ has put out about Christian persecution. If they go to aclj.org, Jordan, would they be able to see it there as well?
Yeah, it's absolutely at aclj.org, and it's letmypeoplegomovie.org as well. Letmypeoplegomovie.org. It's absolutely free. You can watch it online.
And it's excellent, by the way. It does a perfect job of really summarizing and understating yet again the urgency of all of this. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. I greatly appreciate it. ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org. I thank God for the work of ACLJ, particularly in the area of Christian persecution. It is our voices that need to be heard now. Join with ACLJ as their voices are being heard as well.
Well, that's going to do it for the broadcast today, but we really need your help. Saeed Abedini needs your help. We are up to 984,744 signatures on that petition for Pastor Saeed. We want to reach 1 million before the incarceration date and certainly before the end of the P5+1 negotiations at the end of this month. It's critical. 1 million will be a staggering number and will force again world recognition of the plight of Pastor Saeed and, frankly, the other Americans that are being held captive. If you haven't signed it yet, let me encourage you to go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We're 16,000, really 15,300 away from making our goal. You could help us get there. So go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. But folks, share this with your friends. You can share it online. Get your friends. If everyone that's listening to me were to sign this, and get three friends to sign it, we make our goal. Easily. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
Now is the time to bring Pastor Saeed and the other Americans home. Stand with us. We're almost there, approaching the 1 million mark. Help us reach 1 million signatures demanding the release of Pastor Saeed. Be heard before it's too late. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.